Welcome to TSN, the Reporters Podcast. I'm Dave Hodge with Bruce Arthur, Michael Farber, and Steve Simmons to discuss baseball's future under its new commissioner, Rob Manfred. We did not get the job, so it is our job to tell Rob Manfred what he should do, what we would do if we were the new baseball commissioner. Priority number one, Bruce, should be what?
Well, it's funny, in a $9 billion sport that we can find more than one priority probably to fix. But for me, it's actually labor peace. Labor peace is number one, just because baseball somehow over the last 20 years has managed to be the only major sport in North America not to have a labor stoppage. And Rob Manfred, who initially the union saw as a hawk, has come in and been actually very good at creating a collaborative environment with the players. One of the reasons he didn't win on the first ballot is because there was a faction of owners led by Jerry Reinsdorf in Major League Baseball who believed that he had been too easy on the players, that there was more money to be wrung out of the sport, and maybe they needed to go back to the good old days. That mentality needs to be gone for baseball, because I really do believe that a labor stoppage would hurt baseball more than any other sport.
But that's 2016, Bruce. We have a couple more years of labor peace. I want to be awake in 2016. The games have to speed up. I know the eternal argument for baseball, well, it unfolds at its own pace. It's the sport without a clock. Well, maybe when the games were 220, but now they are 302. And for an old generation, I can't stay up that late. And for the kids, it doesn't hold their attention. This is the biggest crisis facing baseball.
So we're waiting until 2016 for the labor fight. And most of the games last almost until that year. So we have to deal with the speed of games. They have to shrink. They got to take half an hour at least off.
Yeah, that shouldn't be hard, should it?
I don't think it would be. If you have certain rules, and you can't step out after every pitch, and you can't play with your gloves, and you can't do the Nomar Garcia para thing, and you can't take 70 minutes between every pitch you throw, all of that has to come to it. But to me, the biggest thing Rob Manfred has to do more than anything, market his stars. He's got a $9 billion business, but there's no face to the business. There's no LeBron James. There's no Sidney Crosby. There's no one that everybody looks at and says, that's the guy that represents Major League Baseball.
Yeah, I think that's legitimate, because when Bud Selig started, we still had a Cal Ripken. And even now, there's been a Derek Jeter, but he's retiring. There is no Tom Brady. There's no one player that you say, oh, I got to check his stats in the box score every morning. Now, there are some guys who might be that. There might be Yasiel Puig, Abreu in Chicago, maybe Trout. There are potential, but baseball has lost that ability to have a Willie Mays kind of figure, a Mickey Mantle, who matters in the national dialogue.
Except that if it's a $9 billion sport, why do you need that? Why do you need faces of the game when you've got relative parity throughout a game, which even though the big spenders have an advantage, they don't have an overwhelming advantage? I think it would be more worrisome to me if I'm running baseball. I don't worry about the lack of stars. I do worry about the length of games, absolutely, and I worry about this. 50% of your fans are 55 or older. 50%. That's the biggest number of any major league sport. It's the biggest number of any major North American sport outside of golf. Your fan base is aging. Is this going to continue to be a $9 billion sport and a healthy sport in 10 years?
Well, we've been hearing this for a long time, and it's not as though all of these old fans are going to disappear. I'll be polite. And there will be no one to take their place. I mean, we go to games, and sure, we see fans that, let's call them old, but we also see fans who are middle-aged or young 20-somethings, and we see some kids. I don't think it's the concern that is usually expressed, because it'll figure itself out.
Go to a ball game today. And I was having this conversation with someone in Major League Baseball the other day. Go to a ball game, and I'm most familiar with Blue Jay games. There are more 20-something people at baseball games than I've seen in a very long time. And there are more 20-something women at baseball games than I've ever seen before. So, yeah, the stats skew one way, but when you're in the ballpark, it looks a little different to me.
Well, for the last 2 years, the Jays have kind of been a thing in Toronto. And as we saw, people in Toronto move on when it's no longer a thing. In Quebec, for example, baseball fields are being torn up and replaced by soccer fields. I mean, I think the demographics are an issue.
Participation has always been a problem in Canada, across the board. It's a problem in Toronto. It's a problem in Vancouver. It's a problem in Montreal. It's always been a problem. And soccer becomes the cheap alternative, which has always been the way that works. But I don't think the same guy playing any sport is necessarily the guy watching any sport.
I want to go back to the lack of stars. And you may be right that over the whole baseball landscape, there aren't, you know, LeBron James, Sidney Crosby, Tom Brady kind of stars. But within the markets, I mean, the fans have their favorites that they, I mean, go to Detroit, it's Miguel Cabrera. It's Jose Bautista in Toronto. It's, I think the stars are there. I just don't think they rate on a national level, and I don't know that that matters.
Well, and that's the thing, is that that's what I would worry about in terms of the future of the game, is that it's the game that's being sold, and it's very much there. It's more cities, I think, than national in a lot of ways, just because of the advent, the way television has grown, the way you can now watch any game you want. I think that changes the landscape. But again, I don't think that lack of stars is a real problem in baseball, because the game itself is still powerful. Well,
it's the teams that people want to see.
It's a problem because the 30 and under guy who's grown up in a video game world needs someone to put on the cover, whether it be Ken Griffey Jr. years ago. There's nobody that you can put on a cover of a video game today that goes across the board and across North America.
Well, and again, that's why I would worry about the graying of the fan base. Because you can say, and it's possible, that they will all be replaced, that people will grow to love baseball. And anecdotally, you can go to a Jays game, you can see that. Really? But if the numbers overall are what they are, 50% is a huge number. It's a huge number for your fan base. And as the media world becomes more and more fragmented, I think baseball, with longer games, with harder games to watch, that becomes more of an issue.
The big issue for speeding up the game will be, should the pitchers be tied to a clock? And I don't know if they should, but we are. That's it for TSN The Reporters podcast. Till next time, thanks for being with us this time.